Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the People Processes Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, laws, and yes, processes that you need to know in order to scale and grow your organization. On this podcast, we help you structure your business processes to make your people your organization's greatest competitive advantage. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and pretty much any podcatcher of your choice. You can also subscribe at peopleprocesses.com, which will give you exclusive subscriber-only content. Here is your host, Rami Alagil, author and CEO of People Processes.
Sarah, an administrator at a busy tech startup, earns $43,000 a year. She manages complex scheduling across departments. During the peak project seasons, Sarah often finds herself working late into the night, well beyond the typical 40 hours a week. Yet, when summer rolls around, the pace slows. She enjoys leaving early to catch her son's baseball games. It's a balance of extremes, intense periods of overtime followed by quieter weeks. The new FLSA regulations, Sarah's employer is going to face some tough decisions that are going to significantly impact her work-life balance. This isn't just Sarah's story. It's a scenario that's going to play out in businesses across the country as they grapple with upcoming changes to overtime exemptions. Let's dive into what these changes mean and how they'll affect employees like Sarah and what businesses can do to adapt. 35% of salaried employees in the southern United States and broadly across the nation are going to be hourly by January 1 or get a pretty significant raise. Welcome back to our podcast. I'm Rami Alagil, and today we're exploring the pivotal adjustments to the FLSA overtime exemptions that are set to take effect soon. Whether you're an employer or an employee, understanding these changes is key to planning your next step. Here's what you need to know. At the end of April 2024, the Biden administration through the Department of Labor issued new regulation, and here's what happens. Starting on July 1, 2024, the standard salary threshold for exempt employees will increase to $43,888 a year, affecting many who, like Sarah, fall just below this line. Currently, the FLSA exemption is about $7,000 a year less than that. So if you make $38,000, $39,000, you would have to get a raise to $43,888 to remain salaried. Otherwise, you're going to be an hourly employee who's paid and entitled to minimum wage and overtime. The bigger deal than this small increase is on January 1, 2025, that bar will be raised to $58,656. In January 1, no one in the country of the United States will be salaried at less than $58,656. This update is going to impact any white-collar worker under the FLSA Section 13A1 exemptions. That includes roles in executive, administrative, professional, certain computer-related capacities that meet salary, that need to meet a specific duties criteria, and a salary criteria. The salary criteria is being moved up to that $58,656. The duties has not changed. It's crucial for employers to understand which of their employees are affected and how to proceed with compliance. We're not just talking numbers. These financial threshold means major changes for staffing strategies, payroll budgeting, and employee morale. For someone like Sarah, whose salary and workload fluctuate, her classification is going to be one of the most difficult. It's going to affect both her income and her work-life dynamic. If you move her, let's say she makes $43,000 a year right now. If she remains at $43,000, that's going to be $20 an hour-ish, $21 an hour. You would need to move her to hourly. And in the summer, when she works less, she would be paid less. And during the heavy project season, of course, when she works extra hours, she would be paid overtime. That's an acceptable compromise, and maybe it works well for your business, maybe it works well for Sarah, or maybe that's very terrible. Maybe it means she won't be able to work overtime. She won't be as effective in her project management duties because you can't afford the overtime in that structure. Or maybe it means because She really needs a pretty steady paycheck. During the summer, she's going to ask and try to find additional job duties rather than head out for her kids' baseball games. You're losing the flexibility of a salaried employee in there. And it's going to be something that you should discuss with Sarah as the owner, or that Sarah should discuss with her boss to figure out the best way forward. There are many ways of handling this. Move them to increase her salary from 43 to 58 is an option. I'm sure Sarah would appreciate that. Move her to hourly, which would remove some of that flexibility. The third would be to set her salary, but still require her to clock in and out. $43,000 a year is basically $21 an hour. Under that, you would pay her the same flat amount, and then she would still be eligible for overtime. So in those weeks that she works over 40, you would pay overtime. In the weeks she works under 40, you would just pay her salary. That is not common. We call that a non-exempt salary, and works sometimes, but is very expensive for the employer, right? Because you're saying, I'm going to basically pay you a minimum of 40 hours a week, even when you only work 30, which is what you do under salary, but also you'll be paid overtime, which is not what you do over salary. So there's not a whole lot of great solutions there. All right, here are what you need to do. You're going to either adjust the salaries across the board to maintain exemption statuses or reclassify some employees as non-exempt. Each option carries different implications for business operations and labor costs. Increasing salaries might stabilize your workforce, but reclassifying employees could increase flexibility in managing labor costs during fluctuating workloads. It's going to be about finding the right balance between compliance, cost, and care for your employees. The easiest way to get started is take a list of all of your employees who are currently salaried. Sort those who are going to need either raises or decisions by July 1. Sort the rest to those who are going to need them by January 1. And make a plan for each. It may not be the same plan across the board, right? Even though their job duties qualify them as exempt, their salaries will not. So you have to either raise that salary or move them to a non-exempt structure. That requires more management, clocking in and out, those sorts of items, paying overtime. If you're facing these challenges and need advice, our team is ready to assist. We can help analyze your payroll structure, navigate compliance requirements, and develop strategy to keep your business agile and employee focused in these challenging times. Of course, our clients will be proactively doing this and getting everything laid out for them. Don't wait until the last minute, I think is probably the most important thing. Reach out to us now to start planning these significant changes. Visit our website, look for additional items, or make your own plans and get to work on it. July 1's coming right around the corner, and January will be here before you know it. So we got to adapt to these regulatory changes very quickly. A key note, that $58,000 mark was designed at the 35th percentile for the Southern United States. It didn't say Southern United States, it said the lowest cost census region, but that's the South. 35% of employees in the South who are currently salaried have to have a raise or move to hourly by January 1. That's huge. That's a third of salaried workers, perhaps even more in a long-term effect. That 35% mark is baked into the regulation. 3 years from now, they're going to update it again, and they're going to target the remainder and say, look at all salaried people who are left and pick the 35th percent and make that adjustment again. So this is something that you're going to need to really think about and bake in. Unless you're planning on pretty significant raises, it may be moving someone to 58 is only going to hold you in spot for about 3 years. And then there's going to be another significant increase, assuming politics don't change anything. Either way, I would just say it's time to get to work, get out there. I want you to have a great day. I want you to think about this stuff. If you need help, contact us right down in the comments below. I have responded to every comment on this channel for the last 2 years, and I'm more than happy to do so for you. If you have any questions, any good ideas about future content, I'd love to hear them. Until next time, stay proactive, go out there, have a great day, and get your work done. Thanks for tuning in.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Check us out on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at People Processes. Go to peopleprocesses.com, subscribe, and get some of our subscriber-only content. And if you got something out of this, make sure you share it with anyone you know. Thank you for tuning in. Now it's time for you to go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.